وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the concept of justice and the concept of freedom, which stems from justice itself. When justice is applied, people get their freedom. We said for these concepts to be applied, we will need a ruler and a leader to make sure that these concepts are applied. Now, a ruler or a leader who wants to apply these concepts, he needs to have some certain traits himself. First of all, he needs to be a pious person. He needs to be a God-fearing person, first and foremost. If a leader, a governor, or a person in power, he does not fear the Almighty, the Creator, then surely he will oppress people. Surely he will take the rights of others. Now, that's something that we see today and we saw in history. The only person who this did not fit was Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam. For he was the most pious, he was the most God-fearing person that walked the planet Earth after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which made him a candidate, an ideal person to assume the concept of khilaf and to rule people. And for such piety and fearness of Allah, the Creator, the Almighty, Allah has appointed him to be the leader. Having said that, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, when he was in power and even before, he kept himself free from all the pollutions in which the rulers those days were involved in. Now, sometimes people have sincere intentions to serve the members of society and society itself, and they come with genuine love for society. But once they get to that position of power, the environment around them pollutes them, and then they divert from their course. Where Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, that did not happen to him. He did not take advantage of his noble descent, which most people do. He never accumulated wealth for himself through his position and through his office. On no occasion do we see Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi display pride, which we see many rulers and kings before him did, and even our modern time, you see those who are in power, they try to bring themselves and display pride. They think they are the rulers of the world, where that was not something that Amir al-Mu'mineen did. He remained aloof from all irrational and worthless things that sometimes we might, as human beings, indulge ourselves in. He never preferred his kinsmen and friends to others, which sometimes we do a lot, especially when we have position of power. And when I take position and assume power, the first thing I do is try to make sure that my friends and my family are well looked after. That wasn't Amir al-Mu'mineen's tradition or way or method of running things. He never nursed a grudge against any of his opponents. Like I said, to him,
a friend and a foe, were equal. And he even said, I don't care whether you're poor or you're weak. I will take the rights of the weak from those who are powerful. Because he wanted to serve the people, not the people serving him. Now, let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, we were looking at Amir al-Mu'mineen's self-conduct in trying to run the system and run government and becoming a leader for people, and he was making himself an example, first and foremost, for others to lead and to follow. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi was indifferent to the things which he ate or drank, the dresses which he wore, and the houses in which he lived. He utilized these things only as much as they were absolutely necessary for him. Now we can see that whether it's me and you, or whether it's the kings and the rulers and those who have power, they always eat and drink and dress and have houses more than they require. I mean, even on a personal note, I can relate to that myself. I always have things, and I eat things and I drink things more than I require. Now, obviously, that's not a very commendable human trait. But Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi himself, he never done that. He did not take anything from the public treasury to meet his personal expenses, which you see today in governments and in secular systems and even in the modern world. They give the governors and they give the people in parliament or people in power or statesmen or what have you, they give them direct access to the country's treasury for them to spend on themselves, be it on trips, be it on pleasure, be it on what have you. They get a plastic card that has an unlimited amount of money that they can spend. And this money is the money of the people. So these governments give themselves the right to take from the treasury for their own personal expenses. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi never did so. Never did he take a dime from the treasury of the Muslims for himself, nor for his family, nor for his friends. Although he could take at least as much as the governor of the province did. I mean, even we see that when Talha and Zubair came to him one day, he asked them, is this visit a personal visit? Or is it something that concerns the Muslim world and the nation? When they said to him, no, it is personal, he went and he turned off the candles and he lit other candles. And when they asked him why, he said, these candles are the property of the Muslims. If something concerns them, sure. But if it's personal, I have to light a candle from within my own. I can't give myself the right to take the rights of other people. Now, when you have such a personality, when you have a person in power that doing all these things for people, then people need to give him full allegiance. People need to give him the full cooperation in order for him to establish freedom and justice for them. When they don't, then the system will crumble and the rulers and the leaders in power will be oppressive and they will take their rights. Inshallah, we will continue this discussion in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.